Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
We have another writer here. As soon as he gets ready with his script and things like that, is Mr. Shane Drift. But it's a wonderful blend of technology, old school and new school, like a rock and roll rhythm with a hip-hop beat, with a Anishinaabe heart from the stars.
This is actually my second script that I wrote. My first script that I wrote, and the first one I wrote is titled was titled Indian Country. And what the story with that one is that I took some of the real elements, real stories that happened here, turned it into a story format. The moonlight shining brightly, clouds ripping the fabric of reality. So that means that somebody or something is coming through. Then it says evil spirit, and if you notice, it says OS. That means off screen. That means you can't see them. Then it has the evil spirit talking. It says, we're almost three, almost through. I can smell the fresh air. A pair of claw rips open the doorway. Air is sucked in to the doorway, so it shows that it's opened up. Then the evil spirit laughs. You can hear him laughing. Go ahead and step out there. It has changed a lot since the last time you were here. So that shows that there's somebody else there with him. The shadow of sad evil steps out of the doorway and stands amongst the darkness of the trees, looking around. At one point in time, our ancestors used to be able to shapeshift. You know, you hear the Lakota people talking about it and other tribes. Well, we had that same ability at one time. He gets locked into a dark realm, walked away back in his time period. Sad evil sniffs the air. I've waited for a very, very long time for this. They're weak, really weak. Sad evil, the top half of his body is human and muscular. He has horns on top of his head. He has caribou legs. He is tall, very strong and powerful. He can turn his fingernails into ultra-hard claws at will, and he is gifted traditionally and spiritually. The evil spirit laughs. I cannot hold the doorway open much longer. Lay the groundwork for our plants, and revenge is yours. Should you need to come back, you know what to do. How I got into script writing was that for a while, I was into short story writing. And people said, hey, you got a gift. And so I want to expand on that. So that's when I first wrote Indian Country. And people said, well, you know, that'll probably go to like maybe HBO if it was ever produced or made. And it's like, you want to know what? I don't want to make movies that just go to HBO. I want to be the ones to be up on the big screen. This is what I'm really passionate about. This is what I want to see accomplished. This is what I am going to accomplish.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.